Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today, we have Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent, Amanda Grollo. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Audrey.
Nice to have you in with us today. How's things going out there?
It's good. It's been busy. All right, it's getting warm. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about our tree problems we start to see.
We were talking, there's leaf curl, and we're past the season to be spraying the webworms.
The bagworm season's over for now to spray for them. But yeah, there's so many other problems we are really seeing this time of year.
Well, let's dive in and see what we can do about it.
All right. So now, like I said, we are fully into summer, and we are beginning to see more of the tree problems. So today I'm going to talk about a few of the most common tree problems that I see. The first is the general drought stress. Some of the symptoms include leaf wilt, leaf scorch, which is the browning of the leaf tips or margins, premature leaf coloring. If we're starting to see fall color into August, you know the tree is stressed. And then the shedding of the leaves as well. Fruit drop, and in case of the young trees, transplant stress or death. Newly transplanted trees have small root systems and are the most susceptible to moisture stress. So slow, deep irrigation during the summer and winter months can help prevent that. Using a 5-gallon bucket with a hole drilled towards the bottom is a great way to water those trees, both young and older established trees. A tip also, if you can, put a rock towards the other side of the hole of the bucket. That way you can help hold the bucket down for those windy, stormy nights. Environmental scorch is the tissue death and browning of leaves and needles. This is caused when dry, windy weather causes water loss from the foliage. It occurs rapidly when the plant is unable to take up water from the soil. The symptoms usually start at the tips or margins of the foliage and spread towards the middle and the base of the leaf. This typically affects young leaves first, and then the entire leaf will dry up and fall off. Watering will help reduce scorch. Other environmental factors are poor root systems, root or trunk injuries, girdling roots, or damaging chemicals in the soil such as herbicides, salts, and excessive fertilizer. Mulch around the trees will help with holding moisture into the soil and keep mowers and weed eaters from beating on the tree. And also remember, when spreading salt in the winter months, if you could make sure the salt stays away or doesn't get pushed in that snow against the base of the tree, that will help it next spring. Another common problem we are seeing is winter injury and winter kill, which can be a problem both for evergreens and deciduous trees and shrubs. Individual branches or entire plants can die from low temperature damage, which we seen last December, right before Christmas. The most common symptom is failure to resume growth in the spring. Sudden drop of temperatures are most damaging and they steadily decline. Fluctuating winter weather patterns can cause trees and shrubs to break dormancy early. Trees and shrubs should be watered thoroughly in the fall before freezing weather sets in. Conifers may require additional watering during a really dry winter, and especially if the temperatures begin to become warmer, it's best if you could do the bucket system again, even during the winter months. Wet soils and poor drainage is a large factor on how well the trees will do throughout the year. Roots require oxygen to function. When the soil is oversaturated or compacted, pore space is reduced and then decreases oxygen, causing wet feet in trees, which most trees do not care for. Symptoms include branch dieback, wilting, leaf yellowing, scorch, small leaves, and gradual reduction in the plant vigor. Sunscald and frost is common in young trees that have smooth bark, commonly found on maples or lindens, for instance, because those are the most susceptible. This injury occurs in late winter when trunks are exposed to sunlight and warm temperatures during the day, followed by the drop during the night. Large irregular sections of the bark on the southwest side of the tree are killed. The best way to protect a young tree is to wrap the trunk with something called a tree wrap you can find at most local box offices. It's best to wrap them right around Thanksgiving, but make sure in about mid-March to late March to remove that to allow the tree trunk to continue to grow and breathe in the spring.
One of the worst problems I've come across tree-wise is the soft maples that grow around here a lot, and they tend to kind of disintegrate without warning. What exactly causes that? Is it just that it is a soft wood and water gets in there, or what is it that causes the maples to collapse like they do?
So it could be that, one thing's maple are susceptible to or known for is they naturally kind of girdle themselves out. Their roots will wrap around, which is a lot of time why you see the roots really pop up from the soil. It's just kind of a natural thing. They're not the longest living trees too. I mean, they do last quite a little bit, but it's one thing they naturally, you know, wean themselves out, which is why you see a lot more maples have seedlings. It's because they're rejuvenating themselves.
Oh, wow. Now, that's several things all in a row that I had no idea about. Thank you. And good information there, especially the tip with the bucket about watering. Instead of standing there with a hose and most of it runs off, it all goes directly to the roots. Good plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.